Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。在职场上，你周围是否有这样的同事？尤其是临近下班的时间，对工作不再那么投入，只是盯着时钟等待下班的人。在英文当中呢，有一个词汇叫做 clock watcher， 看时钟的人。这个词可以用来形容那些过于关注工作时间的人，暗指这个人不太专注于工作，或者对工作缺乏热情。我们来看一下这个短语的英文解释。 A worker who is always checking the time to make sure that they do not work longer than they need to。 一位员工，总是去查看时间，去确保他没有比他应该工作的时间要长，那就是老是看时间等下班的人。我们一起来看几个例句。 The boss told him to work hard and not to be a clock watcher。 老板告诉他要好好干活，不要老是看时间等下班。 The boss told him to work hardand not to be a clock watcher. That new guy is a total clock watcher. He checked his phone 5 times in 1 hour and left his desk exactly at 5 o'clock.
那个新来的员工是一个喜欢看时间等下班的人。他一个小时内看了5次手机，一到5点立马走人。
That new guy is a total clock watcher. He checked his phone 5 times in 1 hour and left his desk exactly at 5 o'clock.
好了，让我们一起来听一下今天的 dialogue.
I didn't expect to see you at this hour. You must have goofed off again.
Goofed off? Maybe, but I'm not a clock watcher. I finished doing what I should.And then knock off an hour earlier.
You'll be sorry if the boss finds it out. He may probably give you the bag.
I'm sure of what I'm doing.
I didn't expect to see you at this hour.
我没想到在这个点看到你。
Expect 表示预期、预料。I didn't expect to do something
就是我没有想到会做某事，我没有预料到会做某事。
后面 to see you at this hour，
在这个点看到你。
You must have goofed off again，
你一定又偷懒了吧。这里有一个英文当中特别常用的短语叫做 goof off， goof off。Goof off 是一个口语表达，意思是懒散的工作或者是玩耍，而不是认真的完成任务。当有人说某人正在 goofing off 的时候，他们的意思是指这个人在逃避工作或者是逃避他应该做的事情。
To spend your time doing nothing, especially when you should be working.
尤其是当你需要工作的时候，你却什么事也不做，可以翻译为闲荡、混日子、偷懒。
比如说 The students were told not to goof off during the exam preparation period.
学生们被告知在考试准备期间不要偷懒。
The students were told not to goof offDuring the exam preparation period, he was caught goofing off at work, and his boss was not happy about it.
他在工作中被抓到偷懒，他的老板对此很不高兴。
He was caught goofing off at work, and his boss was not happy about it. It's important to work hard.But sometimes it's okay to goof off and have fun.
努力工作很重要，但有时候偷懒玩乐也无妨。
It's important to work hard, but sometimes it's okay to goof off and have fun.
好，我们继续看对话。
You must have goofed off again.
这里用到一个短语叫做 must have done, 表示肯定已经做了某事，是对过去发生的事情的一个肯定推测。这里可以翻译为你肯定是又偷懒了，或者是你一定是又偷懒了。
Goofed off? Maybe, but I'm not a clock watcher.
偷懒？也许吧，可是我不是老是看时间等下班的人。
I'm not a clock watcher. I finished doing what I should and then knock off an hour earlier.
我干完了我需要做的事情，于是提前一个小时下班。这里 finish doing something 表示结束做某事，完成做某事。
I finished doing what I should.
那我结束了做什么呢？做我应该做的事情。这边 doing what I should 就是去做我应该做的事情。
And then knock off an hour earlier.
然后提前一个小时下班了。这里有个短语叫做 knock off. Knock off 表示下班或者是歇工。比如说
When do you knock off for lunch?
你什么时候下班吃午饭？
Can I knock off half an hour earlier?
我可以提前半个小时下班吗？
I'm planning to knock off a bit early today to catch the train.
我计划今天早点下班赶火车。好，我们继续看对话。这里他说
And then knock off an hour earlier.
然后提前一个小时下班。
You'll be sorry if the boss finds it out.
如果让老板发现了，你会后悔的。
Sorry,
它可以表示啊，愧疚的、抱歉的、后悔的、懊悔的。
He may probably give you the bag.
他可能会让你走人。这里有一个短语非常的形象，叫做 give somebody the bag， 给某人一个袋子。想象一下，如果你想让一个人走人，你是不是会给他一个袋子，让他赶紧打包东西，赶紧走人？所以这里呢 give you the bag 就是指让你走人，也就是解雇。
give you the bag。
在英文当中还有一个短语跟它意思呢比较相似，叫做 give somebody the sack。
give somebody the sack。
sack S-A-C-K 做名词表示麻布、大袋子。
sack
give somebody the sack， 给你一个麻袋，就是让你赶紧打包东西走人。Sack 这个单词在英文当中呢还可以表示解雇，它是起源于16世纪，在这个时期工人们在雇主那里工作，他们的个人物品通常会放在一个袋子里，当工人被解雇时，他们就会收拾好自己的袋子离开。所以呢 Sack 这个单词也开始被用来比喻性的表示解雇的状态。所以 Sack做动词还可以表示解雇、炒鱿鱼。常用的表达有 give somebody the sack， 那这里的 sack 它是一个名词了，
give somebody the sack，
那主语呢，那应该是老板、雇主，老板给某人 sack。 那换句话说就是 somebody be given the sack，某人被给这个麻袋，那就是某人被解雇了。
Somebody be given the sack.
或者你可以说
Somebody get
the sack. 某人得到了麻袋，那就是某人被解雇了。Somebody get the sack. 你还可以说 somebody get sacked, 或者是 somebody be sacked. 注意这个是什么呢？这里的 sack 它是动词，那某人呢是被解雇的，所以这边是 be sacked, 或者是 get sacked. 这个就有点像，比如说某人被解雇了，还可以说 somebody get fired, 或者 somebody be fired, 和这里的 somebody get sacked, somebody be sacked 是一样的。好，我们来看一个例句。他因为粗鲁被解雇了。你可以有四种表达用 sack。第一种是 He got sacked for his rudeness。那这里呢、sacked 它是一个动词。再比如说 He got the sack for his rudeness。他因为粗鲁得到了麻袋。那这里的 sack 它是一个名词。再比如说 The boss gave him the sack for his rudeness。因为他的粗鲁，老板给了他麻袋。He was given the sack for his rudeness. 因为他的粗鲁，他被给了麻袋。那这些句子呢，意思都是表示他因为粗鲁被解雇了。好，我们继续看对话。He may probably give you the bag.他可能会让你走人。最后一句 I'm sure of what I'm doing. 我知道我正在做什么。不需要你来跟我说我知道我在做什么。I'm sure of what I'm doing. 好了，这就是我们今天的所有内容。一定不要忘了关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily。我会在每周一到周五的早上9点进行英语直播分享，分享最地道的口语表达、听力以及发音的技巧，干货多多，赶紧关注。最后我们再来听一下今天的 dialogue。
I didn't expect to see you at this hour. You must have goofed off again.
Goofed off? Maybe.But I'm not a clock watcher. I finish doing what I should, and then knock off an hour earlier.
You'll be sorry if the boss finds it out. He may probably give you the bag.
I'm sure of what I'm doing.